now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for a check of sports on this Wednesday, August 17th. I'm Gary Lee. The St. Louis Cardinals hosted the Rockies last night, looking for a little revenge. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. What a mixed bag in terms of scoring last night for the Cardinals. They had home runs and they had hit batters. Tyler O'Neill was on base four times, hit by a pitch twice, and he was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the ninth inning. That was the ball game.
And a really good bunt by Dylan Carlson to set up that hit by pitch. There were two on, nobody out. He laid down a bunt. It ended up being an infield hit to load the bases with nobody out. Then O'Neill again gets hit. The Cardinals had good work out of the bullpen by Gallegos and Helsley. They were sharp in the eighth and ninth inning. Helsley picks up victory number 77-1. 39,000 plus saw a really terrific ball game.
Well, the Rockies managed to take the lead with back-to-back two-run innings, but Yadier Molina got things started with a base hit when the Cardinals tied the game at four, and then the Cardinals were able to walk it off.
Cardinals got a lot of production from a lot of people. Tommy Edman got him on the board first with a big fly, and Goldschmidt got another one.
We're back at it with the Rockies tonight. Jordan Montgomery makes the start on the air at 5:50.
It's game two of a three-game series tonight with the Colorado Rockies. Pre-game at 5:50 and the first pitch, 6:35. Catch it all on KUKU and KWPM, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. The second annual Jim Jones Invitational 18-hole golf tournament will be held Saturday, September 3rd at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Bagnot Municipal Golf Course in Willow Springs. Entry fee is $60 per player. Tee time will be 11 a.m. To sign up, call Lynn at 417-293-9555 or call Willow Springs City Hall 417-469-2107. The Willow Springs Bears have a new head football coach. Travis Payne takes over as the Bears get ready for the 22 football season. And Ozark Radio Sports talked with Coach Payne, and he tells us a little bit about himself.
Grew up in El Dorado Springs, Missouri, and I played high school ball there. Then I went to Benedictine College and got my college ball there. After college, I went back to El Dorado Springs and started my coaching career 4 years ago. I went to California, Missouri, and coached there for the last 3 years, but now I'm at Willow.
Coach Payne also talks about the summer workouts and team leaders.
I thought they went great. We had a good group of guys that were committed. They came in, they worked hard. We had some great workouts, and we got better. And that's the biggest thing in the summer is getting bigger and better. Well, we got a great group of seniors, a bunch of good leaders and good athletes. We got a kid at receiver and cornerback, Ryan Kohler, who's a great athlete, makes big plays. But he's also stepping up as a leader and being an example setter for those young guys. Our running back and our outside linebacker, Gavin Ferguson, kind of a bulldog of the bunch. He's going to make sure the young guys are doing things right. Up front, Warren Enos is kind of our workhorse. He comes into the weight room and just kills it every day and just leads by working hard.
Coming up this Friday night, 7 p.m., is the Mountain Grove Jamboree that the Willow Springs Bears will be taking part in. We asked Coach Payne what he'll be looking for in the Jamboree and who the Willow Springs Bears' first opponent will be to start the season.
It's all about competition, but we want to compete within our program. We want kids to step up and fight for spots. And that's the other thing we want to see is some of our young guys stepping up and seeing what they can do, because we're going to really depend on some of them. Well, we have a neutral event. Clever dropped us late, so we had to pick up a school in Kansas, St. Mary's Academy. I don't know a whole lot about them. We're trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But we are traveling to California, Missouri to play them.
Again, the Willow Springs Bears will play St. Mary's Academy out of Kansas City at California, Missouri, Friday night, August 26th. You can listen to all of the Bears' ball games on KUKU 100.3. The NJCAA Division I volleyball rankings are out, and number one is Iowa Western Community College. Number two is New Mexico Military Institute. Number three, Missouri State West Plains Lady Grizzlies. And number four is Florida Southwestern State College. The MSU West Plains Lady Grizzlies will scrimmage Drury at 6 p.m. tonight in Springfield as they get ready to head to the Iowa Western Revere Classic on the 19th and 20th. Finally, in sports, Liberty Volleyball 2022 will kick off the season with a meet the team on August 18th at 5:30. Admission is a sports drink or granola bar. And then on August 23rd at 5:30, the Lady Liberty Eagles will have a jamboree they'll be hosting with Mountain Grove and South Iron. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.